fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 26th day of May. We're expecting Dr. Huff to call in. He has not called in yet, but he got me a note this morning that he would be calling in. So we'll look for his call here shortly. I'm going to begin this discussion with a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that would be sodium fluoride. I'm going to go to this website here. Fluoride Alert, alert.org. Okay, here we go. And, let's see. I think we got one too many. There we go. And it should pop up right now. Poison. It is poison. And, it looks like Dr. Huff is attempting to connect, but so far has not. And I see he's on the board here as calling in from Skype, but maybe my engineer can figure that out. Okay. Let's see. It's not coming up. Okay. All right. Okay, it's not coming up. Dr. Huff is not answering. Okay, let's see here. My wife, Dr. Moore, made me aware of the dangers of sodium fluoride 25 years ago. I've interviewed the author of an excellent book on sodium fluoride on my first show I had in St. Louis. It's the whole story begins during World War II. Sodium fluoride was needed to make atomic weapons. I don't know why, but it was. So they started making sodium fluoride, which is normally just a waste product of aluminum smelting and other industrial products. There was an accidental release, I believe, in New Jersey. The sodium fluoride cloud of waste killed horses and cows, contaminated farmers' fields, and the the men behind all this, they knew that as soon as the war was over, which they knew would be a couple, two, 3 years, there's going to be massive lawsuits concerning that. So they needed a cover story, and they decided to go to the university up there in New York, and they created false scientific papers showing that sodium fluoride helped human teeth. And that was based on what happens in communities that have natural fluoride and where there's less cavities. But that's not because the fluoride helps the teeth. It's because the fluoride makes the teeth dark. And the mothers of the children brush the teeth very vigorously, which doesn't help much because it's coming from the inside. So they, Rochester, New York, I believe, was where the sodium fluoride was first introduced to the drinking water as a chemical additive. In fact, it's been 10 or 15 years ago, the mayor of Rochester found out the fraud that was perpetrated. I think it was a female mayor, if I recall, very angry to find out the fraud that had been perpetrated in her city. I'm getting a note from Dr. Huff here. Let's see. I'm going to ask him to try again. Okay. See if we can get this done. For some reasons, we're not getting the connection to Dr. Huff here. Okay. My engineer is calling Dr. Huff now. Maybe we can get him on here. Anyway, that was the beginning point of putting sodium fluoride in the drinking water of Americans, which continues to this day. Dr. Huff.
Yes.
All right. Well, we had some issues, but here you are. I began our conversation talking about sodium fluoride and the dangers it presents and the lawsuit, which has been going on for several years. There's a website. It's the fluoridealert.org website that has been keeping track of this. The U.S. government has been actively blocking the data that's been and the findings that have been developed from this lawsuit, including this mentally ill man who goes by Rachel Levine, who dresses up as a admiral wearing a U.S. Navy admiral's uniform and goes to international conferences representing the United States, embarrassing and humiliating us. He's been actively blocking the release of the data. This is focused on reduced IQ of children who grow up in a community where sodium fluoride is in drinking water. This is one of the most foundational health risks to hundreds of millions of Americans, isn't it, Doctor?
And the sad part is people don't even realize that it's in a lot of their drugs. Great example. Oh. You look at Prozac. It has three fluoride molecules attached to it.
Right, right.
So they're literally using fluoride, you know, to make themselves complacent. Yeah, exactly. So then they inject it into your water, which is why you should have your water filtered and put through a reverse osmosis if you're going to drink it. Yeah.
Well, bathing in it is just as bad. Now, Doctor, my daughter came to live with my wife and I when she was in her early to mid-20s, and she went to work in a restaurant in St. Louis, a nice destination restaurant. And about the third week she was there, she says, Dad, how come all these St. Louisans have these little white spots on their teeth? I said, honey, that's the outward sign of fluoride poisoning. It's called fluorosis, showing that these people have had fluoride poisoning. Where she came from in Seattle, that was not an issue. But sodium fluoride adversely affects every internal organ, doesn't it, sir?
Mm-hmm. And the sad part is when you look at fluoride, its historic use is, you know, pretty striking. I mean, originally it was used as rat poison because it's colorless, odorless, tasteless, and it has no antidote.
Right.
But then after that, they used it in the Russian gulag, and then they used it in the concentration camps in Nazi Germany because they found that they could put it in the water and make all of the, you know, people that were in the camp complacent.
Passive.
So, yes, I'll walk into the chamber. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, another wonderful benefit, it calcifies the pineal gland. In Asian medicine, it's called the third eye because it looks like an eyeball right in the middle of your brain. Scientists are trying to figure out all the things the pineal gland does, but it does important things to help a human being have a normal, healthy, productive life, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've proven it time and time again that there's no need to add fluoride. And even when you look at it, the periodic table of elements, it's not fluoride that's on the periodic table of elements. That's fluorine. That's what plants can take up from the soil into the plant, and then you can get fluorine. Yes, that's great, but not fluoride. Fluoride's a byproduct of various, you know, processing industries like aluminum and nuclear power plants and so forth. So,
well, you're correct. Sodium fluoride used to be sold in hardware stores as rat poison. I gave testimony before the St. Charles County Commission when they were considering putting sodium fluoride in drinking water, and I had a can of it with me to show the county commission. It's illegal to sell it as a rat poison anymore because it's just simply too dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, now they just put it in your toothpaste.
Well,
it has a warning on the tube as well, yes.
Right. And you can go to your medicine cabinet, pull out your Crest toothpaste, and you'll see right on there it says, if you swallow toothpaste, call poison control. How much more evidence do you need, doctor?
Well, I don't think it's evidence. That's the question.
Well, it is
waking
evidence.
People
it's,
up.
It's evidence if you're causing poison control, that's because it's poison.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting any argument out of me for that one.
I know.
Sure.
I know. Well, here's an additional thing. The U.S. Army had their troops in training running in combat boots for decades, many, many decades. And I did that also. In the early to mid-1980s, they had to discontinue the troops running in combat boots for the following reason. The troops were breaking bones in their feet and their legs, ankles, because of the sodium fluoride making brittle bones, and they had to transfer over to running shoes to prevent our soldiers from breaking bones when they were running. Another bit of evidence there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, but still didn't fix the problem. They just, you know, worked around it.
Back when I was still living in St. Louis, I was going to First Baptist Church of St. Louis, and the head coach for the biggest suburban St. Louis school district was one of our church members. And I told him about how sodium fluoride makes brittle bones, and he patiently listened, thinking, oh, here's more of John Moore's black helicopter conspiracy silliness. But he respected me enough, and this is a young man in his mid-30s, to go to the older coaches that had been, these were men in their 60s 25 years ago. And here's what the older coaches told him, the football coaches. They said, Coach, we can't push these boys like we did years ago, because if we do, they will break bones. And so it was a heads up for him, wasn't it?
Apparently. I've had many aha moments with patients in regards to, you know, the pharmaceuticals they're using and some of the problems that they, you know, end up ascribing to. You know, one of the more common is hypothyroidism. You know, they don't seem to have enough energy. They can't focus. You know, they're gaining weight and so forth. No matter what they do, they just can't seem to get over that hump in the hill. But in the aha conversation, it was, you know, I end up revealing them that if you look at the periodic table of elements, yeah, you have over in that second to last column all of your halides. You got fluorine, chlorine, bromine, and then iodine. Iodine is the heaviest trace metal that the human body takes on. Now, what's fascinating is that when you have, you know, the introduction of fluorine, chlorine, or bromine put into the body, you end up displacing the iodine. Now, for those that don't understand, when you hear the words T4 and T3 in reference to your thyroid function, T3 means triiodo, which means three iodines. So when you displace the iodine, what do you experience? Hypothyroidism. Now, I can't tell you how many drugs have fluoride and bromine, bromide added to them. And sadly enough, people continue to take them, but it's weird when you think of it. People will look and read and research, to the nth degree about the supplements that they're, going to take. But, when they're told to take a drug, they just go, grr, and they go ahead and do it without much question or researching it. When you can, you can go to Wikipedia and you can see the chemical structure of it. You can go, holy crud. Look at that. We've got, fluorides attached to this, product and bromide. I wonder what that's going to do to me. Just don't do it. There's going to be a better way.
Well, doctor, I come from a family of plumbers. I'm the first oldest son since the 19th century that did not become a plumber. I grew up doing plumbing work as a boy with my dad. And the whole topic of lead paint is an absolute fraud. It is a distraction. And here's what happened. By the early 1960s, in the clinics around the country, including St. Louis, the clinicians were detecting the clear signs of lead poisoning in children, which is reduced IQ and issues with small motor issues with their fingers and hands. And they did testing, and they found that the children had lead in their blood. Within weeks, there were meetings in the mayor's office in St. Louis and around the country with lawyers, doctors, scientists, and insurance executives. What are we going to do, gentlemen? We're poisoning everybody. Here's what was happening. They figured it out pretty quick. Sodium fluoride in water creates a solution that leaches the lead out of the pipes. In this case, in St. Louis, we had copper pipes joined by solder. Solder, of course, has lead in it. And they were poisoning everybody, which continues to stay, by the way. And we need a cover story. The liability here is off the charts crazy. It would bankrupt the city, bankrupt the state. And we need a cover story. So the cover story was the following. We're going to tell everybody that lead paint that had been on these walls of homes in St. Louis since the Civil War and before, and with no issues, all of a sudden, after well more than 100 years, started flaking off, and little black kids started eating these chips of paint, which had lead in it. That's our cover story, which continues to this day, by the way.
Yes, some unique form of pica. Yeah.
the real deal is that, and there was a lawsuit in D.C., I have not followed up on it, with the thought that was the legal premise, that Washington, D.C. was poisoning everybody with the fluoride leaching the lead out of the pipes. So the paint industry had to change everything, taking the lead out of the paint, which makes paint not very good, quite frankly, especially if it's exposed to ultraviolet, in order to cover up the poisoning, which continues to this day. Poisoning America with lead being leached out of the water pipes due to the sodium fluoride. It's an absolute crime, isn't it, Doctor?
Yes. Unspoken, but yes, sadly.
Now, the majority of your clients are in St. Louis City and St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Is that accurate, sir?
Yes, but I have patients from around the world as well.
Oh, I know you do, but they're all being poisoned because they bathe. Even if they have water filters, they're bathing in a solution of sodium fluoride, aren't they?
Yes, unless they do the proper filtration.
Whole house filter, yes, to take out the sodium fluoride, take out the lead. I'm so blessed. My parents moved out of St. Louis County just as sodium fluoride was being introduced, and I grew up drinking well water after that. This is something that everybody needs to be aware of. If your community puts sodium fluoride in drinking water, and you have copper pipes joined by solder. In the older parts of the city of St. Louis, they actually have lead water pipes, by the way. Lead water pipes are not an issue if you have pure water. Not at all. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Memorial Day sale on Energy Cleaners is in effect right now. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician. Doctor, what's that to website we need to get out here, sir?
DrCScottHuff.com. So DrCScottHuff.
And what fun, interesting things will people find when they go there, sir?
I get to see the length of my beard, I guess. That's what the fun part is. I try to keep the website simple because I don't need to distract them with a bunch of BS.
Right.
So, it gives a little bit of background on me, and then it goes into the ability to apply for a consultation, which is no charge, no cost, no obligation. But, it gives us a chance to talk with someone and go through and see if it's a good fit for what I can do for them.
That's interesting. If you want to get started with Dr. Huff, that's the way to do it. Go to drcscotthuff.com. Doctor, at Steve Quayle's website, there's an interesting article by Lee Holman about the sodium fluoride matter and how this mentally ill man who goes by Rachel Levine, is trying to block the real scientific data of what's going on with sodium fluoride. This lawsuit may be what I've been looking for more than two decades. Yeah, we got a call on hold here, Doctor. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Huff.
Morning.
I have a question or curiosity for Dr. Huff. I have read that fluoride, fluorine in water disrupts the thyroid function, but I have also heard that the thyroid function test, basically measuring the hormones the thyroid gland secretes, the test is also distorted by fluoride. So is that correct? That is, it will give an impression that your thyroid is functioning normally, but in reality it is not. So that's what I wanted to ask Dr. Huff.
Well, if you're displacing, the iodine, I can see how it would be, a concern that if you're displacing it and you're replacing the iodine with a fluoride molecule, it can create what looks like, normal numbers. But again, are you getting the appropriate signaling? Because much of the time when they're looking at the evaluation of thyroid hormones, they're looking at, first the TSH, which is the brain telling the thyroid to make thyroid hormone. And then from there, they have the second most common part of that lab work that they do is T4. And that's not for looking at an evaluative, of the thyroid function. It's to see if you qualify for the drug. Levothyroxine, Synthroid, whichever. But it doesn't give you a complete picture of what's there. Now, when you look at thyroid function itself, there are many nutrients that have to be there for the thyroid to work properly. So that's why it's kind of like you're chasing your tail around a tree when you go chasing after thyroid hormones. Same with any other hormone in the body. There are many nutrients and minerals, amino acids and fatty acids that have to be in place for those to work. That's why when I do the protocol that I utilize, hormones is key eight. It's way downstream. We work on a bunch of stuff upstream to, replete what's not there. And then that way you get a lot of the other stuff done for free.
Okay, got that. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Huff, and thank you, Mr. Moore.
Welcome. Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. David Martin testified recently before the European Parliament subcommittee, is what it looked like. And he said the following, Doctor. I want your comment on this. Regarding COVID coronavirus vaccines, and of course, the common cold is a coronavirus. If I can paraphrase, there's not now, never has been, never will be, a coronavirus vaccine for the following reason. Coronavirus mutates so quickly that before the vaccine can even be developed, it's already mutated several times. Your response, sir?
Well, in regards to, how we had a, quote-unquote pandemic that was based upon, many lies, the idea that the virus is something that was attacking people was part of it, whether you want to put it as coronavirus or any other. What's sad is when you look at it, one, they've never connected or proven that any viruses cause anything. When you're looking at it, what they truly need to identify, I guess we'll get it when we come back from
We have bottom-of-the-hour break, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 26th day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm speaking at the next Red Pill Expo, put on by G. Edward Griffin in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Details at my website. You can get your tickets right there. I'd love to see a bunch of you there. I know there'll be a bunch of you there. Memorial Day sale on Energy Clearance is in effect right now until midnight, the 29th, Memorial Day. $25 off Energy Clearance, 25% off the mattress pads. Get your order in before midnight the 29th. If you're mailing a check or money order, be sure it's postmarked before midnight 28th. Just make that check out for the correct dollar amount. You can place your order at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff. His website's drcscotthuff.com. I say again, drcscotthuff.com, where you can get started, become a patient of Dr. Huff like I am, and get on the road to optimal health and well-being. And I should mention, the preparative of the day is to work on your physical conditioning, something all of us probably could do better on, couldn't we, Doctor?
Indeed.
Absolutely.
That suggestion I gave you helped out at all?
It has. It's
awesome.
Helped a lot. Yeah, it has. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think you had left off about, you know, viral components, Dr. Martin. And the point is that when people want to understand what's truly there is, look into what an exosome is, because that's what you truly have. It's not a viral particle, but you have exosomes, which are, cell-to-cell signalers, intracell communicators. So when you have an environment within the body, yes, it stimulates the response to produce an exosome. Okay, and so, it's not the viral compound that's the problem. The exosome is a response to the environment. But you see, that's not what we talk about. It's easier just to say virus because, that's what everyone thinks, is the problem. Or they're told, oh, you're going to get a virus because people are coughing and sneezing.
Yeah, Doctor, we got a caller on hold. We got one of our RBN hosts is calling in, Scott, Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning, John and Scott. On the water fluoridation issue, they did start originally with sodium fluoride. That's the byproduct, or sodium and stannous fluoride, the byproduct of aluminum manufacturing. But most municipalities have moved over to less expensive but more toxic silico fluorides or fluorosilicates, which are from phosphate mining. So the reason they are is because they have they're unrefined industrial waste from phosphate mining, and they have radioactive isotopes and heavy metals and all sorts of metals. But if you look at your annual water quality analysis, if you look at as in here in Pinellas County, Florida, where it says likely source of contamination for fluoride is industrial waste from fertilizer and aluminum manufacturers. So I guess they're covering their butts if they're going to decide to add sodium or stannous fluoride later. But the three classes of fluoride are, first of all, the least toxic are the natural forms of like magnesium and calcium fluoride. Then there's the sodium and stannous fluoride, and then the most toxic is, like I said, the silico fluorides or fluorosilicates from phosphate mining. And so they're just disposing of this waste rather than having to properly, or they're selling it rather than disposing of it properly. So they're avoiding that cost. And another way they're doing it is the EPA allowed their radioactive gypsum waste to be used from the gypsum stacks to be used in roadways. So it shows how much they really care about our health. And then the EPA reversed that rule about a year ago, but then now in Florida there's a bill that's introduced coincidentally by Democrat, by the way, that allows the same thing, HB 1191. And I wouldn't have made that comment if, some other talk show host who I called in to bring this up, he tried to blame DeSantis and the deregulation in here. And I actually looked up it. Yeah, it's a Democrat who introduced it. And what they do with the phosphate mining, they actually don't have monitoring of the fluorinated gases as well that they put into the air, that they do have the wet scrubbers to capture, but there isn't monitoring from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection or the EPA either. So, these fluorinated gases then become fluorides when they combine with something, because they're so electron hungry, they're so needy for electrons, they're such powerful free radicals that they need to bind with something quickly. So that gets into other areas like climate change. The most impactful greenhouse gas according to the EPA is actually fluorinated gases, but you never hear about that, probably because it's industry putting it out and unregulated, unmonitored.
They like to throw out more concern with the EPA of making sure that our power plants are producing too many particulates from coal and natural gas. And that's why we're actually shutting down a couple of the power plants here in the Missouri area, just because they're the most effective at producing power in the United States, but yet they said it would be the auspice of the EPA, and their great wisdom stated that, yes, you'll be producing more particulates, so they're shutting them down. But they won't shut them down yet until they get the infrastructure in place. But the sad part is that we don't just provide power for Missouri. We are actually part of a central grid that provides power for a lot of other areas. And we're more concerned about the particulate that we're producing from that, even though they have appropriate scrubbers, rather than the concern about things like that being in the water. Sad, very sad.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to power the electric vehicles if they don't have adequate power as it is. So,
pedal power. That's it.
Yeah. Pardon me?
I said pedal power. That's it.
Exactly. Burn calories, not gas. Makes for shapely legs and you know what. So
I did remember them reading at one point that they do sell the fluoride that you're talking about it at about a 20,000% markup to have it injected into the water. But here's an interesting thought for you. If we understand how fluoride makes people complacent and it's sedative, that's why they use it in a lot of the psychotropic meds as well as a variety of other drugs. What would happen if they were suddenly to remove the fluoride from the water? What kind of response would you find from people that have been drinking, showering, absorbing the fluoride, and then suddenly don't have that resource being introduced to their system? I'm curious how people would respond. Would they go ape shit? I don't know.
Maybe if they detoxed and quickly got their bearings. Talking about endocrine disruption, iodine would be important. And there is on the fluoride drugs, there is an article, I know at least one article at fluoridealert.org, that's the Fluoride Action Network. Ask the pharmacist, is your medication making you sick? And prescription drugs that contain fluoride is the other one that I've got here. So, yeah, there is a long list of them. And prevent the uptake of those toxic halogens on the periodic table of elements, loading up your thyroid with iodine to prevent endocrine disruption and hurting your thyroid, because you have the fluorines, bromines, and chlorines all over the place. So your bromines, like in your pools as well, as the chlorine and brominated flour that so many people are eating. So we're exposed to it so much in our diet.
We understand why they put the bromine in the breads, right? They put the bromine in the bread because when they stripped it, the seed from all of its protective antioxidant nutrients, the bromine acts as an antifungal component. So that's why you don't have, it helps inhibit the bread from turning moldy.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate the call.
Take care.
Well, it's unusual for our engineer to make a comment, but our engineer, Mike, would like to make a comment. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey Mike.
Oh, hi. Excuse me. Hang on one second. Let me.
He's busy engineering. Yeah. In addition to my comment.
Technical difficulties.
We have a neighbor here, the X-Floor Research Corp. X-Floor Research Corporation, and I get it. The pharmaceutical industry does use fluorine, and from what I understood, I don't think anyone mentioned that, but. Fluorine enables sort of the uptake in organic biology, if I'm getting that right. But we have a neighbor, and they do molecular biology lab work, and they have the big tanks If anything goes wrong there, they will shut down the block, you know, that kind of thing. But when your name is X Floor, you know, it's a little dangerous. And I was just wondering what you thought about what they could possibly be working on. I mean, as I already mentioned, pharmaceuticals are obviously a big part of fluorine.
What I think about them? Well, yeah, when you look at their information on their website, they're doing hydrofluorocarbons and a whole bunch of other stuff. So looks like they're, playing with that in numerous different ways. But again, it goes back to, utilizing something that's not necessary, but they're trying to institute it in different ways, from using it in roadways to put it in drugs to putting it in your foods. Heck, I even had a patient that their child was having to use a ventilator, for asthma, because of their breathing issues. Well, guess what was in that? Fluoride as well.
No kidding.
Yep. And so then in turn, the reason that they were coming to me was because of a neurodevelopmental concern with their child. And I'm like, well, there's your aha moment. I said, someone needs to tell you this, because if you keep doing it, you're going to be compounding the problem, because the child daily, sometimes several times a day, would be, using the inhaler. Yeah. How is that helping the child? Well, yeah, I can see that you're trying to deal with the end result of a breathing concern, but, you're compounding the problem by dumping more of this toxic compound into the body and create. It could potentially, be contributing to that neurodevelopmental problem that you see exhibited in your child. So, and that's a tough, road, because you're like, okay, I've been told that my child has to use this all the time, and I get it, man. I remember when I was younger, they told me that,
you've got asthma.
Well, and so they end up giving me an inhaler and steroids and whatnot. God knows what else it had in it at the time, but turns out that I didn't have asthma, and I don't have asthma anymore. I don't have allergies anymore. Okay, so it's about cleaning up, the five causes, of disease, and it wasn't a deficiency in inhaler. I can tell you that much.
Amazing,
John. I would like to say that yes, we. I don't know if Dr. Huff is fully aware of this, but most pharmaceuticals have the fluoride molecule on the
package insert,
chemical structure.
Well, the chemical structure is the best way to put it. The molecule contains the fluoride because of some sort of weird. It kind of masquerades as a lesser or more common molecule that it uptakes better. And I don't know what that is, but they love that thing. And this place, I don't want to get any problems with my neighbors, but these people, they have huge tanks. They've got they're like the two-story,
You're talking about a neighbor to Republic Broadcast?
Neighbor to RBN here. We're kind of in an industrial park, and we have had times where if they have a problem, the block gets shut down. They're not going to let you even leave your little room here because it's dangerous. But they don't want these things just running around into everybody's bodies, and then next thing but these are in every pharmaceutical. If anybody looks at any insert or just a label on a pill, it's usually something FL. The fluorine is there. They love to do the fluorine. Used to be HCl, it'd be
hydrochloric acid. Yeah,
this is a little hydrochloric, no big deal. But that's not exactly nice, but they love the fluorine. I guess it's a little softer They don't need as much.
You know, that's really interesting when you think of it, that you're having to tag something into something that's, you know, supposed to be so good for you that you require something else toxic to try to get it into the system. That should say a lot about what the product is, that, you know, of what it, that it shouldn't be in the system, that you have to tag something into it, you know, to get it into the body.
All right, Mike, thank you for the update. We'll try to squeeze one more caller in here. We'll be right back.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Our last call here, Dr. John in Texas. Almost out of time, John.
Hey, John.
John, Texas, go ahead. You're on the air. Okay, it looks like he's not going to be with us. Okay, Doctor, you got about 3 minutes to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir.
Well, it was an interesting discussion today going into fluoride, you know, but again, fluoride is part of your environmental exposure. So, yeah, that's what I help people with, is changing their environmental inputs so that that way they can have a healthier environment and their body can express itself the way that, you know, God designed it to. You know, and when we're talking about your environment, I'm not talking about a bunch of the, you know, I'm not talking a bunch of the confusing BS that's on the internet. I'm talking about the accurate means of being able to measure, quantify, and qualify, you know, your environmental, you know, and so you can actually change it. And, you know, we were talking about air, water, light, sound, EMFs, and food. And, yeah, you can find fluoride in your air. You can find fluoride in your water, so, and in your food. So how do you just, you know, accept it, or, you know, you can do things that can improve your body and improve your environment so that you don't have to be concerned about the fluoride, let alone have to take drugs that use it.
Yep, yep. Well, it's always interesting, Doctor, to have you with us. Will you be with us next week, sir?
No, not next week. We're going for a ride next week, so.
Okay, all right. And then possibly the week after that, you'll be with us.
Yep, I do believe so.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I'll be visiting you one more time before I run the 100-meter dash in the senior games. The Senior Olympics in St. Louis has become woke. I'm not going to go there. But the senior games in Jefferson City will be a lot of fun. And, well, Doctor, enjoy your trip next week, and we'll look forward to having you back in 2 weeks, sir.
Fantastic. All right. Okay. Talk to you soon, John.
Thank you. Top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be back with Brady. Brady is the production engineer for Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture wood-burning stoves, listen carefully, that have no smoke. The time to get ready for next winter, which is not that far away, is right now. You may be disappointed if you wait until October or November to find out that nobody can do an install for a month or two because they're so busy. At least that's the way it is in my area. Every construction company, every carpenter is booked out 6 months plus. That's simply the way it is. So the time to get ready for our next winter is right now. And here's our break. We'll be back to Brady.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.